course, the people couldn't come there, so they gave it to the Kohanim, the Kohanim put it into the bag. However, in Dibra Hayomim, it says, Vayasu Oron Echot, Vayitneu B'Shah Beit Hashem Chutzo. They put it in the Shah Beit Hashem on the outside. But here again, we have a contradiction, a apparent contradiction, Dibra Hayomim and Meruch. So the Rishalim, the Moran Shikorim, that's the Moran Shikorim. Some people learn that Dibra Hayomim, there's a Machlok, it's Rabbuna, with Rav Tista. Rabbuna says, not everybody could come to Beis Hashem, because there was Tomei, couldn't come, but he still had to give the Master Shekel, and he wants to give for any of the other Nadovas, Kais from his prayer, Mizvah Tziba, Tzedek Habai. So there was another box on the outside where the Tomei could give money, but not allowed to come inside. That's one prayer. The other prayer is that the difference from what it was made. Such things which were made for Klei Shores, which were used to make Klei Shores, that was the box which was made from his prayer. And the Tzedek Habai's money was given into the Oron, which was on the outside of the Sabbath. He as it may, this was the new Takonim, and the Takonim, the Shomer HaSaf, means those that kept the threshold, were in charge of the Mamunim ala Beis HaMikdash. They put all the money Hamu Beis Hashem into by he also Kirav HaKesev Oron, never they saw that the money was too much, that means them was too Bayar Sofa HaMelech. Then that was the secretary of the king, Sofa, an accountant. Vahakoin Agoda, Vayutsuru, they put it in bundles. Vayimnu, and they counted as a kesev hanim to Beis Hashem. Everything was accounted for, everything was counted, bundles in bundles. Vanosnu as a kesev hamesukon, and that counted money. And they gave it as the day also amalocho amukodim Beis Hashem into the hands of those who were working, doing the work, appointed to do the work Beis Hashem. And they were spent the chorosha aids for the carpenters, the woodwork, labonim, the builders, for osim Beis Hashem, who made the Beis Hashem. Like Godrim is being the gator, the masons who made the walls. Chotzva Eben, those that hewed the stones, Lignos Eitzim, to buy wood, Abne Machzev, and stones which came from stone quarries, the Chazik Beis Beidik Beis Hashem, all for the renovation, to fortify, to prepare the Beis Hashem. Ulechol Asher, Yetzer, Rabbis, Lechotzko, and for everything that was went out, expenses which were used to be mesakin, to be strengthened out. Here was a renovation of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, it was a needed renovation, and that this was carried out under by the command of the Melech, who was already much older, 23 years old, and at the same time, under the guidance of Yehoyada HaKohen, was not anymore the Kohanim, not necessarily Kohanim. People were Mamunim, they were in charge of it, as later on there were the Gizborim of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were in charge to build the house. Now we find here that the Gemara in Bava Basra says in the Kosek Vayitzuru, the beginning of Bava Basra, Omar Abeloza, Afar Tishi Yeshla Laodem Gizba Neman Betal Feso, Yotza Vayimne. Person has a very trustworthy employee in charge of the money that he shall have handed. Doesn't hurt. It gives the moral support to the person who's in charge of the money. He should know the boss is still looking into it. This is not eight to tell to master. Because it says here that they could rely, it says later, that now you chash with some notion. That they could rely on the people would properly take care of the money. Still, it says the Kangodal comes, the Sofa Melech, and they count the things over. Yeah. Now it says further. Ach lo yose beis Hashem sipos kesef mizamros misrikos batzaltros kol krizov v'seis gimina kesef mubisach. Says the money which was brought to beis Hashem was not used for klishot. It was only used for beis Habad. They made the takon that now until the beis Hamikdash has been renovated properly, all the money is go for beis Habad. So it says they were not made in the Beis Hashem at that time. Sipos kesef means silver vessels, mezamros, musical instruments, mizrikos, hatzotos. This mizrikos seems to be here also, has nothing to do with mizrof. It has to do with something with different musical instruments. Yeah. Hatzotos, kol klizor, they said, all other klizoros of gold and silver were not made min hakesef hamur Beis Hashem. That was the money which was brought as Hashem was used exclusively for Beis Habad. Ki the osam lo chiyitnu, they would give it to the people who did the work, the chizkibos as Beis Hashem, and renovated the Beis Hashem. Lo yachshuvu es anoshim, asher yitnu es hakesef an Yehuda, and they wouldn't reckon with the people to whom they gave the money, through their hand, went the money to pay for the workers. Lo says, osam lo chiyitnu, to give it to the workers. In other words, the people who were in charge of the workers could spend as much money as they saw fit to pay the workers, and they didn't have to give an account for it. Because if they're trustworthy, now it's a case of Osham, the case of Hatoros, La Yuva Beis Hashem, La Konim Yeh. This is the end of the Haftorah, and it's the Shvera Posit. And the pshat is like this. I find this also in Roshami, in Nishkol. Mosa hachatos and mosa osha. If they are, for instance, you have money for to want to buy a krav machat, and we have to put aside certain amount of money. Now you buy a krav machat, and there's still some money left over. What do you do with that money? The same is the osha. What do you do with the money? So we learn the shkolim. We learn the shkolim. It has to be given for kais lamaseh. It means here the pshat and the gemara is they give it to the kohanim, and they get bring to a bonus aula sibra on the mizbeach whenever the mizbeach is not occupied with the kabonis. Over the people who need kabonis, that there's aula in the nidras at sibra. And the kohanim had the benefit that the skin, the oros, belonged to the kohanim. So this is the meaning of that difficult process. The kesef which was left over from Osham, and the kesef which was left over from Hatoros, la yuva beis Hashem, that was not brought into beis Hashem, and that was la kohanim yu, that's the kais hamizbeach, in charge, the kohanim were in charge of that money, use it for the Aula Satsiba, and the Kohanim have the benefit of the skin. Yeah. Oz Yale Hazoel Melech Arom Vayelochem Al Gash Vayelochem. While all this was going on, to build the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash was renovated, came Hazoel Melech Arom, and he came up. He fought against Gash Vayelochem. And he conquered. You know where Gas is? Gas was a Plishtim at the coastline. So how did he come up? The Melech Arom, he must come by boat. He come by boat and attacked from the sea. He came up and he took Gas. They were busy in Yerushalayim building and renovating this Hamikdash. And the Melech was Yosha Be'enoch and the Yoda Hakov, all Tzadikim. What happened? All of a sudden there came a warning. Comes an invasion from Melech Arom, Hazoel, comes by Elohim of God, by Yisrael. By Yosef, Hazoel, Bonov, Lalos, and Yerushalayim. So Hazoel, now depended after he comes to Kach, in the direction he wants to go and come to Yerushalayim. Vayika, Yehoash, Melech Yehuda. So Yehoash, Melech Yehuda, took his call, HaKodeshim, HaShekdishu, Yehoshofot, Yehoram, Vachasio, Avosof, Malchi Yehudah. He took all the money which he had. That means all the hekdesh, which was given already from Yeshua. He had a treasure house of donations to hekdesh. That means an awful lot of money, which was done by Yeshua, Yehoram, Achashel, Eskol Yeshua, the things which he himself had been marked. Eskol Hazor Vanimtza Be'Ozel Beis Hashem, all the gold which was in the treasure houses of Beis Hamikdash, Ubeis HaMelech and of the kingly palace, Vayishlach Hazoel Melech Aram, and he sent it to Hazoel Melech Aram, Vayar Me'al Yerushalayim, and then he went up away from Yerushalayim. It means he left, he was bribed with money, and he didn't attack Yerushalayim. So what happened? There must have something happened in between. Something must have happened. Cannot be the host that he gave that visit. So it seems to be, here we have to put in the story which we have in Dibur HaYom. When did that happen? That horse? Because Yehoyada didn't live anymore. So it must be, that was the moment, and then as soon as they made him into a god, you make him into a lower. Bow down to him. You see, all of a sudden, attack comes from Israel. And that so-called Eloa had to give all his money. Fortunately, the Mikdash was ready anyway. But all the money was there. His treasure, the hectic, everything, to buy him off. To prove that he's not powerless. And powerless. Everything that he had, the last penny, everything after the horse means referring to that moment when he changed and he all of a sudden allowed himself to be called a lower, a shtachu low, and he came. V'yesad ivrei Yosh v'chol asher oso, and all the other things of Yosh, and whatever he did, and that's what he did, is an awful lot of things which he did. Alohim suvim al sefer divrei hayomim v'malchi Yehuda. That's written in the Sefer Divrei Hayomim Malchi Yehuda. So before we go further, I'd like to say the following, it's very important, locha. It says here, lo yachshibu, it says here, that the people who were spending the money for the Hamikdash didn't have to give an account. Lo yachshibu. So it says in the Gemara, Ton Rabbonin Ein Mechashvin Bitzdoka, in Gabor Tzedok. People who, more bold us, people who are distributing Tzedokah do not have to give any account. And it says here, in the Chasim, the Tzedokah, in Gabor Tzedokah, without the Hektish, in Magisporah, in Hektish also, people who are managing the funds and the missions, Abba Bishen, Aiva Dover, Zechava Dover, and Neymar, and the Chasim, and the Noshim, he be Munahim also. Now, the reason that they didn't make any cheshbon, why did they didn't have to give you're spending thousands, millions of dollars, and don't have to give an account? So the din is explained like this. The din is only when there are shnei gesborim. There must be, there can never be one person alone. There must be shnei gesborim. Two people in charge of spending the money. Since there are two people in charge, you don't have to give an account. And when there is one, you have to give a chesed. So we find in it says here in Medrash Talchum, Shon Rabbi saying in Osens Rora al Tzibur Poruch Mishnayim. Means to collect money from the Tzibur must be always two. And so the Medrash says in Moshe Heich Nati Yechid Gizba. So how could Moshe become he alone a Gizba? All the money he had under his control. So he says, "Apa pi shoy Moshe tzadik neimon al pi agvur si bechol beisi neimonu who kora la'acherem u'mechashim al yedeim." Eile bekudei Mishnah. That's what it means. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to give an account. And the Shmuel entrusted him bechol beisi neimonu. He called people in and says, "Let's figure out, give an account." Eile bekudei Mishnah. The money came in, everything was begun. He didn't have to do it. But all others, and if they would be alone, they have to give an account. When it says here, Layachasmu imu anoshim, means Dafka anoshim. He said, Layachasmu eso anoshim. Anoshim means at least two. If it's one person, you have to give an account. But if there are two, at least two, the committee in charge, then you don't have to give an account. This committee doesn't have to give an account. But one person, Yisim Bekim, Hashem Yisrael, he has to give an account every penny to use. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to. He called others to do it. So that's the moment she called him. Yeah. Now it says here, the story, the sad story, which is in Divrei Hayomim, is what I just mentioned before, that he became a different person, that Yehoash. And eventually, there was the people started to do all kinds of avodas, and he didn't stop them. And then came a novi, and he gave them a musa, this mikdash, and he gave musa to the king. Next time, Hashem, and then I bring the Divrei Hayomim, and we learn this part of Divrei Hayomim. And then the end is the same there as it is here. Vayotumu avodo vayikshu kesha. His servant made a plot, vayaku es yorok, beis milo a yorok tzilo. They killed him. They killed him. The same story. And it says who it was. Yazovet ben Shimot, Yazovet ben Shomer. Avodo. They killed him and he died. Now we learn who these people were is very interesting. One came from Ammon, the other came from Moab. So both of them, they killed him. And then Zayiku Osa Imavosa, the Ir Dovid. They buried him with his fathers in Ir Dovid, but not in the Kibrei HaMelochim. The Medrash says in Medrash Rabbah, it says, Avalol b'kibas ha-malochit, because in Yidiv HaYom it says, prepare us like this. Vayim loch amatzio b'notah. Now why the Novi, the Yemiyahu, who has written the Sefer Malochim, does not mention all these things? We don't understand. I mean, they're so important. Yibrayomim, they all told his wife, the novice, they said, the Yeshua, whatever he did, is already written down in Yibrayomim. That's not our Yibrayomim. That's Yibrayomim in those days. Every king has a diary of Yibrayomim. But all of a sudden, says they killed him. He's such a tzaddik, such a wonderful person, they're worshipping. So why they kill him? He was killed. And he was not buried in his father's grave. So something happened. Why this is not told here? We do not know. Maybe Yemiyahu, I mean, whatever the Novi does is Al-Pi Adibra, Al-Pi Hashem. The Baruch Shalom did not want Yemiyahu to write. And Yemiyahu writes so many things about the Chepa or the Shalim or the Samikdash. This was not good. This was not good. So, who knows? Maybe it's not Kod Shammai, the person who is Al-Pishboho. Did such nisim yisroes, and he was brought up in the Chodshik Adoshim, and the Chada Amitos of Chodshik Adoshim, that such a person should sink so low and do these horrible things, so he only makes a remiss to it. But the real reason we do not know, this is why he went to war, he done not understand. So we know that next week we will go over in a few psukim and learn the start of Divrei Hayomim, because it's important to understand this chapter here properly. Come up to the end of the Melachim Beis, end of Chapitul Yud Beis, the death of Yosh. We have here in advance to that time that I would like to bring Divrei Hayomim and learn. This was left out by the Novi for reasons we do not fully understand. By the Novi Yirmiyahu, who wrote the Sefer Melachim, it's found in Divrei Hayomim. It says, all the things, Yesha Tivri Yawah, the Chola Sha'oso, everything that Yosh did. And well, this was a great deal what he did in a very bad way. So it says here like this, Vayizkon Yahoyodom, that's capital in Tivri Yomen, a base, capital of Galat, goes in Teslov. Vayizkon Yahoyodom, Yodom became old. Vayispa Yomim, satisfied with days. Vayomos ben Meyo Shloshim Shonu B'Mosa. He was 130 years old. In those days, people didn't live very long. This is we find all the Melochim that in Tanakh, they lived very short lives, most of them. Became, nobody died of old age. Very few. And here, he was 130 years old. Vayikbaru B'ir Dovid Im HaMelochim. He had a distinction. He was buried together with a Melochim that he did. It was a special place, Kibra Melochim, Malka Beis Yehuda. And he was buried there in the Melochim. He also Tauru B'Yisroel, V'imhu Elohim U'Beita. So, Achei Moshe Yehuda, after the death of Yehuda, Bo Shori Yehuda, V'Yishkachu Lamech. So now came what we already mentioned last time. The princes of Yehuda came and bowed down to the king. They declared him for a god. That means we have said that they were superstitious. It's impossible that you're a human being. It cannot be because you were in the Beis HaMikdash and Kodesh HaKadosh for 6 years. Nobody lives who goes there, and you will stay in your life. So you must be a divine being. So they must have tried it before, but he never allowed it. But after Yehoyada didn't live anymore, all Shoma HaMelech Aleinu. Then after the death of Yehoyada, the king listened to them. He felt it's good for politics. I mean, if people think that he's a divine being, so they'll stay him for political reasons. He knew that wasn't so, but for political reasons. That's all the false Messiah we like. They're not Messiah. But it's a good thing you have a sway over millions of people. People think you're Messiah. So, Osho Melech Aleinu, Vayazvu es Beis Hashem. Now, they forsake the Beis Hashem. It's very interesting. The reason why they think he's a king, because he was in the Beis Hashem, and nobody can be alive in the Beis Hashem, unless he's a god. Or some malach, whatever it is. Now, the result was, that was the reason. So they bowed down to the king, considered him a divine being, and then they were forsaking the Beis Hashem. Of course, Lekeya was saying, Vayavdu es Asherim was Atzabim. They started to worship Asherah trees. Atzabim means all kinds of idols. Vayihi Kesev al Yehudim Rishalayim. But Ashmos himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was very angry against Yehuda, Yerushalayim especially. Ashmos himself, their Ashmo, their grievous sin. Vayishlach behem Nevi'im. First he sent Nevi'im to them, Vehashivom El Hashem, to make them do Teshuvah to Hashem. Vayu'irubom Velo Hezinu. They warned them, and they didn't listen. The Ruach Elokim Loksha is the Chariyo ben Yehoyada HaKohen. And he was a Kohen Gadol, the son of Yehoyada HaKohen was the Chariyo. And Chariyo was a Kohen Gadol, the son of Yehoyada. And he was all of a sudden possessed by Ruach Hashem, he had the Ruach Nebuah, by Yamad Me'alaom, so he stood on top of the people, stood on some elevation, Me'alaom. It was in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayom Lehem, Kao Mahu Elokim, he spoke in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he became a Novi. Lomo Atem Overim is Mitzvah Hashem. Why you transgress the commandments of Hashem? Velo Satzlichu, you will not be successful. Ki Azavtem is Hashem, Vayazav Eschem. When you forsake Hashem, he'll forsake you. So that was his Musa speech. Vayikshiru Olav, so they
plotted against him, Vayigamu Oven, and they stoned him, B'mitzvas HaMelech, according to the command of the king. The king told him if he gets up and he makes a speech, then he's stoned. B'chatza Beis Hashem, this was in the Azora of the Beis Hashem. This is, and the Chazal says this on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. So this is the famous blood of Zecharia that never came to us. This is the story in Kitten, that the Nebuzaradan came and he saw that his blood was on the ground and was boiling. And he asked, what's going on here? The blood was boiling. He says, they said, well, don't know, whatever it is. Finally, he pressed them so hard. Says we had a prophet, he was murdered on this spot, and the blood doesn't come to us. He killed everyone in the site, children and old people, and then eventually he screamed out and says, "Shall I kill the whole people for your blood?" And so, and the blood stopped. Well, then this has been taken pshutika mashmo, maybe it means it was figuratively speaking or whatever it is. But then the blood must have, when it's fit, when it's cheaper, much more, must have lasted the blood for a long time. Very hard to believe, because in the meantime we had Merochim Tzadikim, like Chizkiyo HaMelech and others, and the blood didn't come to rest. So maybe it's meant figuratively, but whatever it is, it means for that Avera, the Jewish people had to suffer so dearly, because it was here, Vayikshu Olav Vayigmo. You can say it's only the king's fault. Not that the people should have protested. The people should have protested. And the people did not protest, so everybody is implicated. V'lau zocha yosh ha-melech ha-chesed asher oso yehoyod ha-ovif imo. And Yosh, the king, did not remember the chesed. He's mentioned as ha-melech because the only reason that he was a king because it was of his father, Yehoyod, he didn't remember the chesed. The father, Yehoyod, did with him. Vayarog his beno, and he killed his son. Ubemosa Oma, and while he was dying, the Novi said, Yere Hashem v'yidros. Hashem will see it, and he'll demand retribution. Vahid atufas Hashona. Now, indeed, it didn't have to be for a long time. It was exactly a year later. Olav Chel Aram, the army of Aram came against him. The Marvin explained the kingdom they may have to go. The army came by themselves. They came against him. They just came in. No opposition. And they destroyed all the leaders of the people from the people. Means they found out from the people who are your leaders, whoever had a leading position was killed. And all their booty, they didn't take for themselves, they sent it to the king in Damascus. It was only a small group of the army. Was a small group, you know, but they did it on their own. They went from Aram to Yehuda, Yerushalayim. Vashem nosam biyodom chayim v'rov ma'od, and that big army of Yosh was Hashem gave into their hands. Ki ozvu es Hashem elokei avoseihem, because they had forsaken Hashem elokei avoseihem. Ves Yosh osa shofotim, something else. The army, what they did is osa shofotim. They made with him judgments, which Chazal said they tortured him. They tortured him, the king himself. He himself was tortured. He left him a menu, and when they went away from him, he also b'machaluyim rabim. They left him with many sicknesses. I mean, he was bleeding from the hundred wounds, and his limbs had been damaged, and so he was tortured to fatally wounded. Anyhow, his kashu all of avoda. So the servants of Yoas, they made a plot against him. Bidmei b'nei Yehuda hakohen. That means because of the blood of the children of Yehuda hakohen. See that it means
that they killed more than just Duryodha, or whether it means that you were thinking of the children that Sakarya could have had, so like told the mayor Chicho, so Vayagu al Mitosan, they killed him on his bed. Probably it's a good thing for him because he was suffering such and so badly. They killed him on his bed. Vayomas and he died. Vayikavu b'ir Dovid, and they buried him in the city of Dovid. That means in the city. Vayikavu b'kivot hamlochim, they did not bury him in the burial place of the king. In other words, the father of Zechariah, a father of Zechariah, Hayodo, he was buried in the burial place of the Melochim. And the Melech himself, Yoash, whom he made into a Melech, he was not buried in the Kibbutz HaMelochim. The Elaham is Kashim Olam. And those who were plotting against him was Zovot and Shimos HaAmonis. Zovot, the son of a woman called Shimos HaAmonis, Shimos of Ammon. He's permitted to marry Ammonite women, not women, not God. The Hauzovot, the other person, Hauzovot, this was Zovot, this was Hauzovot. Ben Shimritz HaMa'ovot. Ben Shimritz HaMa'ovot. Now we have here in Melochim, at the end, it says here, when you look in Melochim, the Poshet Chaf, the Yesha Divayosh, and Chola Sha'osa, and the Mitsumim, and the Sevet, and the Mariyosh. Vayokumu Avodov, Vayik Sheru Pesha, his servants got up and they plotted against him. Vayakos Yovish Beis Milo Ayoret Sila, in the house of Milo, which went down to Sila. So what was the house? It was a house, probably was known at the time of Nebuah, in the of Novi, when it was written down, everybody knew the house. That's the house in which they slept the Ayoret and they tortured it. And there they killed him. This was the place. But now here it says, instead of Zovot, it says Yau Zovot, then Shimos, doesn't say where she came from, Shimos, and Yau Zovot, then Shomer. Shomer is probably the father, and Shimris is the mother. Yavodah Hiku Vayomah, Yikru Alsem Avosa, Be'ir Dovi, Ayim Lachamatze Beno Tachta. Now this is the one sentence, but here in the Vayomah we have the whole story. And the question is, the Chachomim say, the Rashi brings the name of Sifri, the following. Here in Divrei HaYomim is mentioned that those who killed him in revenge for what he had done, were the two murderers, where one was the son of an Ammonite woman, and the other was the son of a Moabite woman. Now why is that important to know? So it says here, Rashi here in Melochim. Lomo Pirsha HaKosa, why does the person explain so in detail what the mother of the murderer was? Velamdoch Shenifra Mimena HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yedei Anoshim Kiyosilo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him through people who were similar to him. Yavoa Amonim Ma'ovim Gefuya Tovo. The Ammonim and Moabim, who are by nature the nation itself, when Ammon and Moab are ingrates, ungrateful people, shekofu b'tavosu shel Avraham Avinu, because they were ungrateful Lot, that was ungrateful Avraham Avinu, shekofu l'Lot shenilchem amlochem latziva. Ammon and Moab wouldn't exist if Lot would have been allowed to be captured by him. By the Melochim, they would have left him away somewhere. No, never to return. So Avraham saved him. And Lot was very ungrateful to Avraham. He left him. And even after Avraham saved him, he went back to Sodom. Then he was saved again through the Malach, the Chemlas Hashem, all of the schools of Avraham. Instead of going back to Avraham and doing Teshuvah, like Ishmael did go back to Avraham, did Teshuvah. He left him and he went to the what today called the Hor HaMoreh, and there he had children from his own daughters. Now there was ungrateful. The Ammon and Moab is the result of the ingratitude of Lot. And now what did they do?
of course, what they did is Nehem Shochu as Bilam, the colorless corner. They hired Bilam to kill, to curse the children, the descendants of Avraham Avinu. The Yifram Yosh, these two representatives of ungrateful people, Ammon and Moab, they were chosen by Kodesh Bohu to punish Yoav, to Kofa Betavose Shele Yoda, who was Kofa the ungrateful to Yoda, Vahora Yisachar Yibanao, and killed his son Zachar. So this is what the Sivri says, and Rashi quotes. Yeah. And then it says here in the Medrash Shmos Rabba, Vayifru also im avosav yadovit patnat in the kibra samalochim naitam mishun misha osa atma eloha. He made himself a god, so they had to show that even after his death that he's buried like an ordinary person. He's not the god, he's an ordinary person, and he was buried and not even given the honor of being buried together with the kings. Also, not all the kings that were there in Kibbutz Gadol, the Tzaddikim, but he was so fat that he was taken out from it. Now we get back to Sefer Melachim, Chapitel Yud Gimel. Now that's a very interesting chapitel, because it starts out with an introduction that we have never had that. A short synopsis of what goes on, and then the story is told in detail. Yeah, never had that. Because we have here Bishnas Esra Mishola Shona, the Yoash ben Achasna, Melech Yehuda. That means Yoash, the son of Achasna, Melech Yehuda, Molach Yehaochos ben Yehu al Yisrael. Now, Yoash is already dead, but they're going back. So when he was in the 23rd year of his kingdom, then Molach Yahochas ben Yehu al Yisrael, Yahochas ben Yehu was king in Israel. So remember, you have Yehu, and he has been promised four kings. Yahochas, Yahochas. Vayimloch ben Yehu al Yisrael b'shomrom shvah esrashon. Vayasara b'ene Hashem. Now, we're going over to Israel, and there he did evil to Ein Hashem, Vayelach Achachato Zerobam Ben Nevot, Vayechtis Yisroel, Lassau Mimem. He never deviated from it. Vayicha Av Hashem Yisroel. So Hashem was very angry against Yisroel. Vayitnein, and he gave them into the hands of Chazoel Melech Arom, Vayat Ben Hadat Ben Chazoel Kol Hayom. Now this is a short synopsis of what's going to follow later. Chazoel, in other words, during the lifetime of Yahochos ben Yehu, they were attacked first by Chazor ben Aram, and when Chazor died, Yad ben Hadad ben Chazor died. Vayichal Yahochos es pnei Hashem. Now all of a sudden, when he was in great tzoros, Yahochos, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he expressed Vayichal Moshe. The Chal means a very intensive fervent form of the feeling. Vayishma Erev Hashem, and Hashem is going to listen to it. Why did he listen? When he was a Rosha, he didn't go over the song he meant. Kiro is halacha, is lachat Yisroel. He was not for his sake, he didn't deserve it, but the Rosha saw the oppression of Yisroel, kilochas osam melech avon. The king of Aram oppressed them very much. It was not only that he was fighting against them, they were oppressed. If they won the war, they conquered Israel, oppressed them. Vayiten Hashem liYisrael Moshiach. Now all this is introduction of what's coming. Hashem gave Yisrael a Moshiach. Who was the Moshiach? Just mention it. Moshiach was the son of Yahuwah. His name was also Yahuwah. The son of Yahuwah. That was Moshiach, a savior. Vayetzu mitachas Aram, and that's all the introduction of what comes. They went out from the hands of Aram. Vayeshu bnei Yisrael ba'oleim kismol shimshon. And Yisrael lived in their tents like yesterday and before, which means that we freed the Jewish people from the yoke of Aram, and they all returned, and life returned to normalcy.
By the way, when you have that word Oholayim, that didn't live in Canaan. The expression goes to the olden times. It's an old expression. You have, for instance, by Ezra McCombs, the Holy of Mimina Chloe. Now the Chloe were not in the Mikdash and not Chloe. The Mikdash were walls. Thomas says, oh, the expression goes all the way to the life in the Mikdash. Mm-hmm. The Mishnah was originally learned in Halacha Moshe Sinai. They only had Chloe. So you use the same expression. We use, for instance, expressions like you say, Shmona Esra. It has been for so many years. In Esra, although it has never changed, like 2,000 years ago, it still goes from Esra. The word Olayim means go back home. Home, go home. For instance, Shlomo HaMelech, they were very rich, tremendously wealthy. And they were built to be Samik to Shlomo HaMelech, they said, Abiyam HaShmini, Vayyokhis HaMelech, Vayyashuv Ola Olayim. Tell me what, Smechet, and tell me what, and Olayim. That's not tense. Olayim means went home, going home. Or by in Yishechem, when they made the son of Shlomo HaMelech, Yerom ben Nevot, Rechavam and Yerovam. And the Rechavam made such demands, and they all said, Ish Aholah, Yisroel, each one should go home. And instead of crowning Rechavam, the Ish the whole of Yisroel. Everybody should go home. The word Aholah is the same thing. Aholah does not mean they lived in tents. It's an expression. They lived again in a normal way. This was the Melech Yosh. The Yosh of Ben Yehoochot. That's a different Yosh. Yeah. Achlo so, that means even after that great mace that happened, that the Yisroel helped the Israel against the Syrians, the Soro Mechatos Beisherovom as Hechtis Yisroel, always repeated as the fault of Yerovam. Boholo, he went in the same sin. The Gamu Asherah Omde B'Shomrom, and an Asherah was placed up in Shomrom. So far there was no Asherah in Shomrom. Kila Hisha LeYerovas Om, that means, now we go back. That is only we're still in Yerovas is still alive. We say Yerovas was Mispala, Sakadish Boholo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Israel because he saw the great trouble they were in, the great distress. What's the distress? After they lost the battle against the Assyrians, but Yishel HaOchas, he left the Ochas no people in Chamishim Kroshim Azor Recha. It means he had soldiers. He had 50 horsemen and 10 wagons. Aseres Alufim Ragui and 10,000 took men. The Ibdo Melech Arom, the Melech Arom destroyed all the other of the army, by Simem to overload those, and he made them like dust to be stepped upon. I mean, it was the lowest ebb that the soil became reduced to an oppressed, conquered nation. And by the fault of the Avodah Zorah, the Assyrians were in complete control. All that the king had left was a ridiculous army of 10 chariots and 50 horsemen and 1,000 foot soldiers, which is of course meaningless. And they made it a crush to oppress the people like a step of dust. So here we have a medrash, says something very beautiful. He said, said to Yaakov, the year Zaracho ka'afar ha'oretz, koratsu yomu v'kedmo t'kong. Means, when once your children will be like the dust of the earth, koratsu yomu v'kong, when you become big. So that was, means, k'shiyagia b'necha ad'afar ha'oretz, when your children will come all the way down to the dust of the earth, also shor koratsu yomu v'kong. In other words, they went all the way down to the absolute zero, so at this moment they became again prosperous. This is what is told here. Yeah. The Yesadiva Yahovah's Bukhala Shaosa or Guhosam, all the other stories of Yahovah's and what he did and his mighty power,
Alohim Ksul Masevedi Vayom Matisva. Vayishkav Ya'ochos Ima Vosov, Ochos died, Vayikru B'Shomrom, they buried him in Shomrom, Vayimla Yawash B'Notah. Now this was the Moshiach of whom we talk.